Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
It's not right to squat, but if you are, find an abandoned home.
You're putting us in a place as men.
Right.
Right now, we feel uncomfortable.
I was at mom with my bonnet on. And
the Easter Bunny's for everybody. Why can't I have a little bit, too?
It's a non-stop breakfast party.
The platinum microphones are on.
Hey! WXLKHD.
Rono. It's your thing in the morning.
You know, we're going to hit the ground running right here because I think everybody is going to be very proud of Monica Brooks.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Very proud.
Yes, they'll shower you in applause. Listen to them. Listen to that.
Already applauding.
I know.
Wow. They're up early and clapping hard for you.
Yes.
Yes, they are. Do you know why?
Why?
So just not tell you, but that's it. That's off the end. Show's over. See you later.
I'll take an applause for no reason.
I know. It's like, thank you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate all of that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This Antoine guy.
I try.
Great over there. Monica Brooks has made the announcement. She, lover and waster of many, many, many water bottles, has a new refrigerator water filter.
Yes.
Look at you.
It's very nice. Yeah, thank you to Jared.
Your husband.
Like, yeah, tired of wasting the water bottles, you know.
So did he say that? Did he say, look, I am sick and tired of these water bottles being around. We're going to get a real filter.
Uh-huh.
Let's do this.
Yeah, he said, let's do this because he said go through cases of water. I drink 4 bottles of water a day. And then you think about his water intake and the kids. And so there's water bottles, you know, everywhere, really.
And you have to understand, too, Monica refuses. She drinks 4 bottles of water a day. She'll drink 4 small ones. She won't get 1 big one.
Right.
Absolutely not. Must have 4 small ones. Must make sure to have as many plastic bottles as possible.
I know, unlike, you know,
so
Antoine's gallon.
Are you going to cut out water bottles? Are you going to refill the same water bottle? How are you going to use this water filter to help the environment?
Well, now that we have the water filter, we can refill the bottles.
So Are you currently?
Well, we have one, like, we have our own water bottle, so mm-hmm. we can just fill them up.
All right, because I'm looking at your area over there.
But I have one that I haven't finished.
Uh-huh. And then what's that beside it?
The other one she hasn't finished.
All right, just wondering.
I haven't finished. I can't be wasteful with them.
Now, is this because your husband wants to cut down on water bottle usage, or is he sick and tired of having water bottles around the house that are 1/3 full claims?
He wants to cut back because we actually finish the water, but it's just, you know, it is wasteful. You think about it, if you're not going to recycle, uh-huh. then you have a lot of.
Do you finish? Because that's always my gripe.
I do finish.
Every time, let's say, go to like a beach house or something, and you're mm-hmm. staying with a bunch of other people, and you have to get things like water bottles because you're going on hikes
now,
or bikes.
Now, on vacations,
or whatever.
I feel like we always have water bottles everywhere because no one finishes their water.
No one finishes it.
And then you can't tell whose water is who. No one writes their name on it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And they take one sip and then they just they walk away. And it's just then it becomes property of the earth. And that drives me insane. And all my friends who go on vacation with me should know that I just pour water back into the bottles and I put them back in the fridge. So, you know what? We're all sharing at that point. Well, all the rest of y'all are sharing because I know which bottle is mine.
That's take the label off of mine typically.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If I'm around a bunch of people drinking water bottles, I'll take the label off of mine.
I will usually, I like to carry around the insulated mugs, the Yetis or whatever.
Oh, you should pour it in there.
I mean, I don't do the name brand Yeti, too expensive. Come on now. But I usually just pour it into here. So that's always my water bottle. I know whose it is. I'm pouring the stuff in there. It stays colder longer, that whole thing. So I don't worry. The rest of y'all can swap spit all you want because you're going to leave those water bottles out. I'm going to pour the water back into all of them.
Oh, that backwash.
Well, I only do it for the ones that are almost full.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to take it. If there's just a little
If there's a floaty in there, you're not doing it.
I'm not doing it there. If you can see those backwash
bubbles.
You
said that's a kid water.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want it.
Well, and I do try to separate kid water from adult water,
too. Yeah, you have to.
Right. Because kids, they can enjoy their own germs. Kids love germs. Mm-hmm. It's their favorite thing to do. Right, kids?
Yeah.
Good morning, all.
Get sick.
Huge show in the house. We're going to get a brand new birthday scam here called Gimme Yo Sheets. That'll be in an hour, and also in the 7 o'clock hour. Monica Brooks is up on the confession today.
No.
What are you confessing? What is your confession?
It's something that is I'm disappointed in myself.
Okay,
ooh,
that's all I will say.
Wow, You are disappointing yourself. Usually, I mean, one of us might be disappointing you. And you go, whatever, I don't care.
She's taking that from us.
She cares. Mm-hmm. No, how dare she do that? How dare you take away our joy? Diamond of the day is next. What are we doing?
Hey, this woman, she's being criticized for something she's doing. Now, you can look at it and say she's being lazy or she being smart with her time.
Okay.
Because yeah, you know, details.
If you can be crafty, so you can save time, or is it just straight up laziness? We'll find out next. 3.5 minutes away on the thing.
Hey!
Is she being smart? Is she being creative? Or is she just being lazy? Let's find out.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
I don't know. I mean, people are hating on her in the mom blogs because she wants to keep life simple. Because you have your kids, you have work life and social life, so you try to you try to balance out your time.
Sure. Maybe you need some parenting hacks.
Yes,
to
parenting
do so.
Hacks, right, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, she posted on a blog. She said that if you want to shorten your morning routine, I have an idea, something that I do.
All right.
So she orders boxes of pre-pasted toothbrushes.
I didn't know that existed.
I know.
You can order a box. There's toothbrushes, and they have toothpaste on them already?
Already pre-pasted.
And I guess you just use it one time and you throw it away?
Yes, but she said you can recycle them. But other people said, who really is going to recycle the toothbrush? Are you just going to toss it in the trash and be done with it?
Well, maybe she is recycling it. Maybe.
So would you consider that lazy, or is she being responsible?
That one I would consider lazy.
Because they're in plastic wrap and they're pre-pasted toothbrushes.
Right, and for her to say, well, I can recycle the toothbrush. Well, then that means that one time it was pre-pasted, and then the next time you do have to put toothpaste on it. So was it worth all of that?
Was it?
Or maybe one time.
Or maybe it's recycling, like you're recycling bottles and things like that. Like you can drop that off at a recycling location or something like that.
That seems
you wouldn't do it.
Very ridiculous.
Yeah,
I mean,
she has a box
this
of
whole thing seems ridiculous.
Yeah, but she has a box of 144 toothbrushes, pre-pasted.
Okay. And she has a kid, right? That's what you said.
She has kids, yes.
And
so
does
she
it...
said she just pop it open real quick, put some water on it, brush your teeth, and toss it.
But
how much more? How much time are we saving versus get the toothbrush, toothpaste on, then give it to
See,
the kid?
That's what I don't know.
See, I don't have kids, so I don't know how long it takes for them to put the toothpaste on the toothbrush. But I've worked with kids before, and that can take a while, and it can be very wasteful,
It can
too.
Be very messy, also. Yeah, I will say that.
This
it can, but at the
time
same time, if you have to open up your toothpaste, put more on and all that, you think, okay, well, shouldn't I just brush my teeth? Just do it.
You would think so. Though if you are someone who lets your kids put toothpaste on themselves, I mean, I've seen the garbled mess of gloopy nastiness that they end up doing, because all they do is they squeeze their fist and that's how the
and
toothpaste comes
everywhere.
Out.
Yeah.
And it goes and then it stays all on the outside of the container and the container gets all crusty and gross.
So are you saying you're in for
why am I selling myself on this?
You are, you
the more
are
we talk about
right
it,
there.
When I brought up the kids,
Look
I brought
Zach.
It around.
Okay,
it may be
the
a
next
time
confessional
saver.
For Zach. He's going to say have pre-pasted toothbrushes.
And if you're one of those, if you're one of those parents that would clean up, so like you were saying, with the toothpaste going everywhere,
yeah, all over
maybe
the
you can't go to work with knowing the bathrooms like that.
And
so
it's
now,
gross, and it is wasteful of the toothpaste.
Exactly.
Well, so then maybe the cost is
I don't think it's
balancing
the
out.
Idea.
Oh man,
it is weird because it looks like a plastic fork wrapper. But it's a toothbrush.
Yeah.
Already ready for you.
I will say this. I mean, you got to make some creative parenting hacks. I guarantee you there's someone listening, and they can text in to 52353. They do something to either save time or their sanity that is kind of ridiculous. I guarantee there's someone listening who has their kids sleep in their clothes for
I was
school.
Thinking that exact one just now.
I've heard of that, yeah.
I promise you, there's someone listening right now whose kids wake up already dressed for school.
And they're ready.
Because the parent just doesn't want to deal with the garbage of it.
Plus, sometimes they have to catch the bus so early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
and so you just got to get them up and throw them out there. So maybe this isn't the worst idea, because if your kid takes forever, you can just hand them their toothbrush in a wrapper and say, look, brush on the bus, just and then throw it, just put it in your backpack and whatever, and you're good to go. Okay, so any other creative parenting hacks? I have flipped entirely
on
this one.
I brought you around.
But I had to. Sometimes you got to do that. I don't know. So 52353, if you want to weigh in. Antoine, he just convinced me, despite the ridiculous thing I learned about him yesterday. We'll explain next. I can't believe I let Antoine's opinion sway me, considering the antics he was pulling yesterday.
You're welcome.
This lunatic over here. I didn't say thank you. I don't know why you would say you're welcome.
It was implied.
We were talking about this this woman and her parenting hack, and we started to immediately judge out the gates, because that's what we like to do as a people, because she buys pre-pasted toothbrushes to save time. Then I started to think about how messy my kids are when it comes to the toothpaste.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And it's annoying, and they don't do the right amount, and then they're going, all right, well, that actually...
And Antoine got you, and you started selling others on pre-pasted toothbrushes.
52353 is a text from somebody whose orthodontist has those pre-pasted toothbrushes.
Saves them a lot of time.
And somebody who confesses that their kid does sleep in his clothes to go to school the next day. Sometimes you have to.
Yeah. I've done that for, like, have you ever done it for, like, a flight or something, like a super early flight, but you want to get a couple hours of
sleep? What could possibly be earlier than getting up for this job? I mean, I just sleep in my clothes every night. Well,
one time, I took the red eye from Vegas one time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I just napped on the couch
and
in my clothes.
In your clothes.
Yeah. So I could just be up and go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always thought the parenting hack I wanted to do was, you got these kids that want it when they're little babies and they love sitting in those cars or stroller car type things, and they always want you to push them around. Always, always, always.
Okay.
And, you know, it's fine to do it a little bit, but then it gets annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And you get at that age, too, where it's like, if you don't push them around, they cry. So then you have parents that are like dodos pushing their kids around in the house, just pushing them around, pushing them around so they'll be happy or they'll sleep or they'll smile. I always felt like that should be attached to a motor that's attached to a Roomba.
Yes, so they can clean up as they go.
Mm-hmm. We are on the same wavelength today because I was about to say, put the stroller on top of a Roomba and just let them spin around and go.
Because as you're talking, I'm like, well, they drop food and crumbs. They can clean up their mess.
And it cleans it up.
Yeah. That one's fantastic
to
me.
That should have been one of your thing hacks, Monica.
Because then the kid is having a great time. The house is getting clean. Everybody wins here.
Yes.
Why am I on the same wavelength with this man over here, this Antoine? Because what we found out about him yesterday, it's just weird to me. Because we're habitual creatures, human beings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like our certain things. It's always interesting. If you go somewhere, could be a college classroom, a great way to look at it in your adult life is if you have to go to maybe like a work conference and you're going to have to go to the same conference room several days in a row. People, humans are so habitual, we end up with seats pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You go into that room, you sit somewhere on the first day, you will sit in that same general area the entire time you're there. I mean, and I know we all went to a convention recently. Mm-hmm. We all sat in the same two rows the entire time we were there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Unless some jerk was in our quote-unquote seats. I mean, that was pretty much it.
How dare they?
So we're habitual creatures, except for Antoine, who has, you have no side of the bed. The man doesn't care what side he sleeps on. Antoine, do you have a side?
No.
What?
Never. Not really a side or anything. It's just...
I think, lay down.
Yeah, just like I said.
Just sleep on the floor.
Growing up in a big family, you slept wherever you found a soft spot.
I slept in a bucket.
No, it's just how... It's just ingrained. It's just ingrained. Wherever I lay my head, I can pass out in 2 minutes. Doesn't matter.
That is so weird.
Bed, couch, recliner.
You don't
give
have
me
a side,
minutes.
Though.
No. I don't like tacos either. No. I have a hard time trusting Antoine. There's so many reasons why.
And I was thinking about this yesterday and actually talked to my brother because it was his birthday yesterday. And we were having this discussion. And one thing I realized that you guys are going to really hate is I sleep for convenience. Mm-hmm. So the more reason I don't have a side of the bed, I like being cold at night. So if there's a vent in the room, I'm sliding to wherever the vent is closest to the bed.
Oh, yeah, so
too.
You can be bundled up in the cover.
I don't think it's weird, guys. I'm flexible.
But listen to him. He just sleeps in his clothes. He just curls up on the floor, dressed for the next day, and then
so
rolls on
last
out.
Last night, he was already ready for work.
I was ready for work at 7 o'clock.
Just sleeps in his car. And then just wakes up and starts driving. You know what, Antoine? Let's just eliminate the step. Sell your house. Just live here.
I couldn't do that. There were snakes here the other day.
We have a shower. Snakes.
I like snakes, but I don't necessarily want to cuddle with one.
You live in Vinton. I'm sure there's snakes there, too. There's snakes everywhere, man. 52353, side of the bed, kid hacks, parenting hacks, any of those things. Let us know you're alive out there. Brand new Secret Sound starts tomorrow, 5,000 dollars. I have a text from somebody at 52353. It says, are there any clues for tomorrow's secret sound?
Ooh.
Here's one for you. Listen, it's 7. That's the one you have.
That's a clue.
Yep. That is your first chance to win tomorrow in the K92 secret sound. $5,000 jackpot tomorrow, 7 o'clock. Your very first chance to win here on the thing.
The K92 morning.
Hello? Can't hear you over there. Sorry. Yeah, fat chance coming on the way. Antoine himself had to admit that the game was thrown out.
I didn't.
Yes, I did. Yep, see, that's correct.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
It is 9/11 today.
Mm-hmm.
18 years.
I know, it was wild.
And that's part of the story that I've pulled out to sort of talk about. And of course, it's always in the back of everybody's mind. We are not a news station, so we're not going to sit here and rehash everything. I always wonder about that on days like today, where there's certain TV shows or radio shows or stuff, and they're like, all right, let's play this montage. And I'm thinking, God, I really don't.
Yeah, reliving it.
We don't need to do that. I mean, you need to remember and respect and honor,
but
there's a line. You know, so we're, of course, here to do the best we can to start your day off as best as it possibly can. And as we're doing every single day, and we're here, and we're always very, very grateful of all of our first responders and everything they do. I know Scratch Biscuit in Roanoke is doing free coffee and a free biscuit this morning. So if you are a first responder, and that includes in the medical profession, if you are in your uniform or got your ID, you can swing by Scratch Biscuit this morning.
A little breakfast.
Grab yourself a little something, something. 18 years means that there are individuals who were babies when they lost their parents, who are now graduating.
Yep.
And I have 13 children of fallen firefighters will graduate and become firefighters this month.
I did see that, yeah.
Which, that's an amazing story.
That's exciting.
Think about it. So these are 13 firefighters who lost their lives on 9/11, now will have their children are of age and are going
to
become firefighters in New York City. They're legacy graduates is what they call them. And there's at least three more legacy grads who are children of other first responders who died, including the son of an NYPD police officer.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. So, I think on days like today, what the most important thing to do is to try to bring some sort of joy and happiness to either yourself or somebody around you.
I mean, it's easy to do. Even saying hello or thank you. Just being respectful.
It's simple pleasantries right there could do a lot.
Yeah. Or not calling someone out when they're being so stupid. You know, it's one of those. But no, I joke, but it's a good thing to do on a day like today. All right.
Let me
do one thing.
Yeah.
Or at least have one kind of have perspective as you go through your entire day, too. So maybe when you go get your coffee this morning and they put that drippy lid on. Damn drippy lid. but it's not.
Hate that drippy lid.
It's not the end of the world.
It's not. It's not.
Tomorrow
at all.
It can be the end of the world.
Yeah, there's like small things that you just bother you during the day. Just let it go. Let some of that stuff go.
Right.
Just let
it gust it off. Don't hold on to it.
Just like we let go last week's fat chance that we sent it off.
I don't know.
I don't remember letting it go.
I know, because I won that game.
Monica won that
Guys, that was a week ago. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's still in the books.
How are you looking in the rearview mirror? It is not in the books. I burned those books. They're gone. I don't know
no library.
Do you have any other kind of book that I know of? Because I have the record books.
I got the record. I got it. I got a stenographer.
That's an amateur record book that you have over there. We are going to play here in a second. And again, just positive vibes. Do what you can this morning. And shout out to all of our first responders. We absolutely appreciate you. Fat Chances next. Brand new birthday scam on the way at 7:10. Give me your sheets here on the K92 Morning Thing. Ladies, if you are sick and tired of us men getting all the advantages, getting all of the money, getting all of the pay, well, something coming up in the trending is finally for you, board game related at least. So not real life, but sort of, that's on the way in the trending. But now, Fat Chance.
Welcome to Fat Chance. I am your host, Antoine Terrell.
Hi, Antoine.
Hey.
Hey, woman in the front row.
Controversy last time in Fat Chance, but we've decided, we've let it go. You know, you can't hang on to things like this on a day like today.
Good
we've
job.
Let it go. We've erased it from the history. It never happened. That's how we're letting
Are you
it
sure?
go.
Wait a minute. Oh, you sure you erased it?
I thought you just meant no hard feelings.
No, I erased it. I tore
that
it right
window
out.
Last week.
I burned a hole in what happened last week. I don't know why you guys are dwelling on the past. We need to meet our contestants. First, let's say good morning to the saboteur who tried to ruin me last week. Good morning, Maurice. Oh, sorry. Hang on. Come on, button. Sabotage. See, sabotage again. Maurice, are you here?
Yes.
You see what you did to me last week, and then you think you're going to come in here and play this game right now, mister?
I had to. I've been waiting long.
Yep, he's been waiting.
I love it.
Maurice and I have a friendly rivalry because I am a Boston Red Sox fan.
Uh-huh.
He is a New York Yankees fan.
Go Yankees.
The greatest team. Yeah.
Yep, I am a Patriots fan. He is pathetically a New York Jets fan.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you really? What other comeback is there?
Y'all had to work together last week.
And we tried to team up, and he blatantly sabotaged me just to watch me lose. I do believe that's what happened.
Well, yes. I thought you were smart, so I thought you would get it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, feisty.
Well, let me respond with this. Hey, Maurice.
Yeah.
I just hung up on you. There you go. You're gone. Oh. Love you, mean it. You ain't playing Saboteur. Can't be having him back. Good
like
morning,
that.
Jeremy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Jeremy.
Jeremy's like, okay.
He's like, I don't know what to expect here. Jeremy, you will have first choice. Would you like to team up with me, Zach Jackson, after the controversy of last week, or Monica Brooks here in the game? Jeremy.
I'll team up with you.
Okay. You don't sound too excited.
So excited about this.
He was dreading that. He's like,
whatever. I just know if I lose, he's going to yell at me. That's what's going to happen. All right. So, Jeremy, we got this. I'm feeling good, though. It will be Katie. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
You will be teamed up with Miss Monica, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, you guys will both, you're going to participate in this game because that's how Fat Chance works. Antoine, walk them through the process here.
All right. So, I am going to give Zach and Monica a category. And Katie and Jeremy, you will have to predict how many items your person can be named in that category within 15 seconds.
Right. So you can put in whatever you want, and then the other person can say, all right, well, I think Monica can do 7 of whatever that is. Or you can just say, Fat Chance, I'd like to see you try.
Yep.
Here we go. Jeremy, you were selected first, so you and I will go first. Antoine, go ahead and present us category number 1.
All right, Jeremy, the first category for you to predict is there are 10 movies in the Fast and the Furious movie franchise, including a spinoff.
Uh-huh.
How many of those 10 movies can Zach name in 15 seconds? Wait, by actual title?
They have names?
They all have a specific title.
Are you for real? This is real life?
Yes, this Jeremy's, is real life.
They have names.
Jeremy, say 2. Okay.
I didn't know you were going to say 2, Jeremy. Completely out of nowhere. All right.
All right. Katie, so you can try for 3.
And it has to be the actual name of the movie.
Name. The actual name of the movie. I didn't even know they had names.
So, like, for example, Star Wars has, like, Return of the...
Okay. Yeah, I get it. Right. I just didn't know they had names.
I know.
Katie, would you like Monica to try 3, or would you like to say Fat Chance on the 2? I feel like I can do 2. I think I know 2.
I don't think Monica knows any.
I know. You would be correct.
But it'll be a guaranteed loss. I feel like you have to put her on 3 just to see what happens here.
It's up to you, Katie.
You know 2? I can do 2. I know I can do 2.
Katie, okay. Katie, it's up to you.
I know I can do 2. So if you say Fat Chance, I'm just going to win this round. But if you do Monica,
are you just trying to play the game?
Either way, I'm going to lose.
Well, yeah, I know, but it's more fun if we listen to Monica try to come up with 3 of us.
All right, Katie, it's up to you. What do you want to do, Katie?
Do 3. Do 3.
Oh, my God.
I know that I'm doing the same thing, Katie. I'm like,
Trust me, you're going to get a prize at this no matter what. Just say 3. Just say 3.
All right, Monica, do you want to try?
Okay.
All right, yeah, I'll go.
She's going to do 3.
All right, so Jeremy.
Jeremy, say Fat Chance.
Fat Chance.
Okay, good. All right. Fantastic.
Look at a game.
All right, Monica. Monica, you have 15 seconds. To name 3 Fast and Furious movie titles.
Go.
Okay, Fast and Furious Turbo. Fast and Furious, they jump off things. Fast and Furious, the car go fast. Fast and Furious, vroom. Fast and Furious, 3. Just 3. Fast and Furious, the elevation. Fast and Furious, we won. anything close?
I'm going to name one of them, and you're going to be so mad at yourself.
What?
The first movie is called The Fast and the Furious.
Yep. That was one of the ones I think I knew was The Fast and the Furious and Hobbs and Shaw. Those are the only 2
That's
I knew.
That's the first and the last. Mm-hmm. Here are all the movies real quick. The Fast and the Furious. Too Fast, Too Furious.
Oh, God.
The Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. Uh-huh. Fast and Furious. Fast 5. Fast and Furious 6. Furious 7. The Fate of the Furious. Hobbs and Shaw.
So I should have got the Fast and Furious 7 instead of 3. Just
yeah,
3.
Of course. Yeah, you dodo.
I know.
Don't
what
you
was
know
I thinking?
Okay, point for me.
Point
and see,
for you.
Katie, wasn't that worth it?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
So this is round 2. This will be your choice this
right,
time. Antoine, right. Next round.
All right, Katie.
Room.
Monica has to name. How many of these can Monica name in 15 seconds? Special occasions that people dress up for. And I say special occasions. I'm the judge, so I'm not going to take, like, Tuesday.
Okay. All right, special occasions that people dress up for. All right. How many do you think Monica can do, Katie?
8.
Special occasions people dress up for. All right, Jeremy, the bid is 9 or more, or you can say Fat Chance that Monica doing 8.
Zach just stood up for it.
I'll say nine.
Okay, yeah. All
I think right. We can all right, Katie, the bid is 10 or more, or a fat chance on Zach doing nine.
You thinking?
I think Monica can do 10.
Okay, 10.
All right. Jeremy, getting up the 11 or more, or a fat chance to Monica and 10 in 15 seconds.
Fat chance.
Okay, fat chance. You have 10 occasions that people dress up for. 15 seconds. Go!
Wedding, funeral, birthday, someone else's birthday, birth of kids, church, Easter. They dress up for Halloween. They dress up for Christmas. They dress up for New Year's, for tournaments, tournaments, banquets. They dress up. I don't know.
Okay.
How many did I get? I don't even know.
People don't dress up for a birth, right? A birthday, I would say. Yeah. What a birth. Let me dress up for
hey,
a
have
birth.
You seen, have you seen how Snapchats and stuff when people give
no.
birth, they
I'll
dress
get
up?
Out of here
the
with
family,
that.
The family, I will say this. I have seen pictures of people wearing suits and stuff to the hospital for really? The birth. Yes,
okay.
I have.
All right, you're the judge. Did she get 10?
This is where it's tough. Because, Monica, you said birthday.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And then you said someone else's birthday.
Yeah, that's different. Mm-hmm.
People,
that's a birthday. Is.
It's different. It's not your birthday.
That's true.
It's a birthday, it's, it, though.
Do you celebrate Antoine's birthday?
You didn't say it's your birthday else's. For the first one. You just said birthday. That's, that could be somebody
and,
else's birthday.
And because of that, and you said
I mean, I could
church,
say boobash
and
somebody,
Easter.
Okay. And Easter is different.
Those are, I would say those are different.
Some people going to go to church.
I would argue those are different.
Because we're anyway. Going to not separate the birthdays, but we are going to separate church and Easter, you got 10.
Oh! Darn it.
Zach was getting to hit the winner button. Okay.
Yes, he was. He was ready for it.
Final
right.
round.
Okay. Last round. We'll do this one quick.
Jeremy, okay, go ahead. Okay, yeah, you'll be up right. first. All what right. is it?
Things people do at the park.
Things people do at the park.
Yep.
Okay. We mean like the club in Roanoke or?
No, like Central Elmwood. Park or okay. Elmwood Park.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Jeremy, things people do in a park. How many things?
Eight.
Eight. Okay.
Eight. All right, Katie, nine or more.
Nine or more.
Yeah, I think Monica can do nine.
Nine.
All right, Jeremy, 10 or more.
Let's try 10, Jeremy. I feel good.
Yeah, we'll do 10.
Okay, 10.
All right, Katie, 11 or more. Or a fat chance.
Brand new birthday scam coming someday if this game ever ends. I don't know. Katie, 11 or fat chance.
She's
Monica, you feel confident?
All right, yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Jeremy, 12 it. Or more, fat 11. Chance.
Yeah, 12.
12.
Oh. Katie, 13 or more, fat chance.
Fat chance.
Okay. All right.
Fat chance?
This is the highest we've ever had to do in this
so
game.
So I got to do 12 things that people do in the park
that people
in
do
15
in the park.
Seconds.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. They walk, they talk, they run, they sit, they feed the birds, they sleep in the park, they live under the bridge, they lay in the grass, they play soccer, they play baseball, they play football, they throw a tennis ball around, they play with their dog, they walk, they sit with the cats, they look at squirrels, they climb a tree. There are a lot of things in there.
You took out the bridge, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah. Did I count the bridge?
Hey, people live under the bridge.
In the park?
Yes. You ever see Home Alone?
Okay,
Home Alone 2? She lives under the bridge in the park. The bird lady.
That's true. Oh. And even with that one withstanding?
Yes.
You got 13.
Okay, yes. Woo! Man.
You were good.
That
you
was
were
close.
Good regardless.
That was very, very close.
That was a good game.
That was a hard-fought victory. Good game, Monica.
Good game. Yeah.
And it started so wonderfully bad with Fast and the Furious. I'm with you. Two. That's the only ones I could have done.
Oh, man.
I know. And Fast and Furious 7.
Seven.
It was Furious 7.
Furious 7.
Furious
7. Oh.
But there was Fast and the Furious 6, wasn't there?
It was, yes. Fast and Furious 6.
Sometimes they're lazy. Sometimes they're not. Pick a name or don't. Come on, man. Congratulations, Jeremy. Katie, hang on. We do have a prize for you as well. Henry Street Festival is this weekend in Elmwood Park. You could go. I didn't even say concert, did I?
No, you didn't.
You go to a concert or the Tour of Destruction, which is at the Motor Mile Speedway next weekend. That demolition derbies are not something that happens in a park. So
no.
I'd say no to that one. Here we go. In the trending in a minute, unfortunate local news, but we will get into it. Also, ladies, you're going to get your comeuppance here.
Mm-hmm.
Monopoly has decided to give you
I
believe is an unfair advantage. We'll explain 8 minutes away here on The Thang.
Stand by. More Thang next.
As a mother, I want my children to excel in every endeavor. And I do.
Ladies, you're finally getting your comeuppance. Now, that would sound like you're getting what you deserve.
Yeah.
It's like.
Monopoly is giving you what I believe is an unfair advantage. I'll explain here in the trending.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
We unfortunately start with total bummer news that is local, that the Ballast Point Tap Room in Daleville is closing, which sucks.
Yeah, that stinks.
What a surprise, too. Just kind of came out of nowhere. Made the announcement yesterday that Ballast Point, they're going to shut down the tap room. Now, as far as I understand, the other operations that go on are still going on there. But they're owned by a company called Constellation Brands. So this is a big international thing that we're talking about here. So it seems like that is a decision that came from up there. They did spend a lot of money on Ballast Point, the company itself, a couple years ago. $1 billion. But yeah, it affects us here locally, which just stinks. It's 25 full and part-time positions, 16 temporary employees. I mean, shout out to all of y'all getting that news yesterday, because that is just bad. It's such a beautiful place, too.
I know.
So gorgeous. That view.
I have a friend who, it's his brother, travels the world and is a beer fan also. So he goes to breweries all over the place. And he has said that the Ballast Point Tap Room was his favorite brewery that he's ever been to.
Wow.
In anywhere. Yeah. And it's for the scenery and the vibe and the quality of the beer that was being presented and all of those things. So it's just really, really unfortunate news. What I guess the take home of all of this is we as a community have to do our best to support the local businesses that we love.
Yes.
So if there's one that you are passionate about, you have got to support them as much as you possibly can.
Heck yeah.
And we all need to do that because these are, you know, hardworking entrepreneurs in a lot of cases.
Well, they're your neighbors, your friends.
It's our community.
Family,
yeah,
so.
Exactly.
It's our community.
So we have to band together and try to do that as best we possibly can.
Number two.
Monopoly has decided to give ladies an advantage in the game now, Antoine.
An advantage
have you heard
in
this?
The game? No, I have not.
Yeah, they're doing a new version of Monopoly, and they're saying that this is to, you know, make up for the gender pay gap. Ladies playing Monopoly are going to get more money to start and more money every time they pass go.
What?
I know.
I don't know.
I thought you were going to say they're going to be able to window shop the properties and come back and buy them later.
Oh, see, now you're spending a lot of time.
You're
playing
on the committee.
There's Ms. Monopoly, which is this one, and then there's Misogyny Monopoly.
I said window shop, Monica. You don't like the window shop?
No, I don't.
You're lying.
It's a stereotypopoly.
I mean, misogyny, that was a bit harsh.
It's a word that looks like Monopoly is all it is.
We get a cool Monopoly.
Now, do you want the, it's an unfair advantage. Do you want that unfair advantage?
Well, I mean, it's a game.
It is a game.
It's a game, you know, like, so.
That's interesting.
I mean, it's an interesting twist on the game, and it's a promotional thing that they're doing, basically.
I get it.
And they're saying it's instead of buying properties, you buy things invented by women.
Right.
You know, Wi-Fi was invented by a woman.
How about it?
Yes.
Wow. Is she still alive? Because I would like
her
to come.
Oh, you better not complain about the Wi-Fi.
I want her to come fix our Wi-Fi in this building because I believe something has gone wrong. And I think she has the key to unlock to be able to fix it because I'm getting the runaround from men. I need a woman to come in here and fix this Wi-Fi. Chocolate chip cookies also. Those are the two things
delicious.
I mean, and many, many other things. But yeah, there's the Ms. Monopoly if you're interested.
Number one.
Number one. Yesterday was Apple iPhone, Apple announcement day, all of those things. They do it in September. They do two every year. And I was going to maybe get this new iPhone that they put out. This is the problem with FOMO in this world. Okay. Because this phone, it's an expensive investment. So if I'm going to buy this iPhone 11, then I intend on using it for several years. And I already see articles saying the next iPhone is the one you want, not this one.
So you're going
to
wait?
I want to wait another year, though. Ugh, battery's starting to go crappy on my other phone.
But it looked good, didn't it? The new camera and the slow fee or
the
whatever.
Slow fee.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the takeaway of everything yesterday is Apple is trying to make slow fees a thing. Are you familiar with what a slow fee is?
Selfie picture.
It's a slow motion slow fee, a selfie. So it's some sort of special effect that you get to do, and it was slow. Now, the last time I tried to do this was that talking unicorn, the emojis that talked. What were those things called? 3D emojis.
Yes.
Those did not really take off. Mm-mm. So now we've moved on to the Slofi. They did also announce, if you're interested in streaming services, Apple TV has announced the Apple Plus service. You know, Disney Plus is coming out and all of those different ones. It's going to be $4.99 a month, so it is the cheapest one on the market. And they're actually kind of going in the opposite direction of, instead of flooding the universe with 9 million new shows, they're doing 8. There's 8 shows, okay, original shows, that they're going to start with. And if you buy any Apple product, you get it for free for a year.
Ooh, nice. Ooh.
So that's kind of nice. I mean, that's $60. You think of it as $60 off, uh-huh, whatever it is that you're buying. So they do have that if you are interested in the Apple streaming service, which will be $2 cheaper than Disney one. It starts here. And they're doing the weekly drops also. They're not dropping the episodes all at once.
Womp womp.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good news. We're happy about that. We're also happy about a brand new birthday scam. Gimme Yo Sheets. It is 6 minutes away here on the K92 Morning Thing.
XLKHD. Right.
It's Wednesday. It means the confessional booth is open. This week it's open for Monica Brooks, who says she is very disappointed in herself. Mm-hmm. Something that she will admit at 7:35 here on the K92 Morning Thing. This time tomorrow, Secret Sound. Get ready.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
Today's birthday scam request comes from Wanda. She says, I would like to request a scam on my coworker, Jennifer. She just got married a few weeks ago, and a bunch of us from work went to the wedding, so I thought maybe you could do something with that. We listen to your birthday scams all the time at work. It's sort of our little motivational start to the day to get everybody laughing and having a good time. So thank you so much for doing what you could do. So I contacted Wanda to find out that there's a bunch of people from work that went to this wedding. So, mm-hmm, and Jennifer's not super close to all of them, especially the husbands. So I'm calling as Lisa's husband, because Jennifer has never really met him before. Oh. And he would like the gift back, okay, because it was too expensive. Birthday scam. Give me your sheets.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, is this Jennifer?
Yeah. Who's calling?
This is Cleve. I'm Lisa's husband. You know, we met at your wedding.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Hi.
Hi. Lovely ceremony, by the way. Thank you for allowing us to attend.
I mean, yeah, no problem. I hope you had a good time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. So, can I help you? Is there, yeah, how can I help you?
Yeah. Here's the deal. I'm just gonna say it. We need our wedding gift back.
What?
Yeah, we got you the sheets that you had on your registry. You didn't already use them, did you?
Yeah, we used them. They're great. We love them.
Yeah, awesome. Well, here's the deal. My wife Lisa is the one that went and bought them, and I had no idea how much they cost. I thought they were going to be like $20, and I see now that they were $200 sheets, and lady, that is just ridiculous.
Oh, my. So you're really trying to tell me I'm just confused. You really want the sheets back?
Yes, exactly. I mean, $200, you're a nice lady and all, but come on.
Okay, this is just weird and kind of rude, but you're calling me to take the gift back that you got us for our wedding? Does Lisa know about this?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, my gosh. No, she does not. I cannot believe
that. In her defense, she didn't really want me to call, but I'm sorry. There is just no way we are buying somebody no $200 sheets. I mean, I don't have $200 sheets, and I barely know you, and I'm going to give you $200 sheets? I don't think so.
I'm sorry, but you're just going to have to take that up with Lisa.
Take it up with Lisa. And to be honest, we aren't exactly speaking right now because she spent $200 on a gift for some lady we barely even know. No offense.
Well, I mean, I am offended.
But
so
you can't do that. I said no offense.
It doesn't work that way. Okay, listen, I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to hang up.
No. Hang on. Don't hang up. La, 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 la. Don't hang up. You still there?
Yes.
Okay, look, we got off on the wrong foot here. I'm sorry about that. Can we start over?
All right.
Okay. Give me the sheets back.
No! No! This is insane! We have used them. They're on our bed right now. You're not getting these sheets back. That's
okay,
weird.
Fine. Okay. How about this, then? You just give me some money back.
Oh, my gosh. No.
I mean, I was cool with, like, $50, so just give me $100, and we'll call it even.
There we go.
No. I am not giving you any money. This is insane.
This is insane? I'm insane? I'll tell you what's insane, lady. $200 sheets. You think you're Beyonce or something?
What does that even mean?
Beyonce is a goddess. She deserves $200 sheets. You? Oh. I mean, you're fine, but, like, $50 sheets fine. No offense.
Okay, jerk. That is, yeah, offended. That's
come
enough.
On, no, I said no offense again. You can't do that.
No, really, it does not work that way. You can't just say that and then say something offensive and expect me not to get upset. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Nobody does this. I'm not giving you the sheets, and I'm not giving you any money.
Okay, but it is on your conscience if Lisa and I get a divorce because of this. No. Are you all right with living with the guilt of breaking up a happy marriage?
I think that's going to be on your conscience, and it doesn't sound like a very happy marriage if this is how you act.
Okay, well, fine. At least hopefully none of this ruins your birthday.
Okay, what does that even mean? And how do you even know that it's my birthday?
Because you're on a birthday scam on K92. Uh-huh. You're on the radio. Zach Jackson.
No.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. I am going to kill you.
Wait, let me try it now. Happy birthday. No offense.
Yeah, well, okay, I'm not offended now. Okay.
Finally
you.
It worked. K92.
Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. I mean, not only did I get a no, I got a no to the no.
Uh-huh.
That's an
yes.
Extreme no.
In 5 minutes, Monica Brooks will confess. She is very disappointed in herself. She will explain. Right now, would you like a free blank?
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Because Missouri is giving away free blanks.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're doing here in Blow Your Mind. We do stories. I rip little words out and try to figure out what the words are. So the story number one is Missouri is giving away free blanks. What is it? A, lakes. B, bridges. Or C, post offices.
I'm going bridges.
You want a free bridge?
Yeah.
Huh?
Why wouldn't you want a post office?
A free post office. Just available for you right here. Antoine,
correct.
Yeah. You are correct.
You get a bridge. You get a bridge.
Missouri yes. is giving away 9 bridges for free.
Okay.
So if you would like a bridge, you have to apply. Your proposal is due by March, and you can let them know what you're going to do with the bridge.
Okay.
It is totally free, except you have to pay to move the bridge.
Oh,
wait,
you need
what?
To pay to move it.
Well, you think they're going to pay to move the bridge to your house?
I would think so.
No, this is not free shipping. This is not on Amazon Prime, Antoine. I'm sorry.
So you really get a bridge. Like, you need to move your bridge.
Yes.
After
okay.
You...
Mm-hmm. The largest bridge is the Buck O'Neill Bridge, if you would like that one. It's currently in Kansas City. It spans more than 2,700 feet. So this is a very long bridge. You need some land for this bridge. Or the, and it's 1,000 feet for another one. So if you want a bridge, go ahead and apply now.
And how much to move a bridge?
That's a great question. I don't know. And what does it look like? Can you imagine seeing a bridge? Do you move it in parts?
In parts, I
you definitely
I
have
think.
To move it in parts.
Do they, drag the whole bridge?
Well, you want your whole bridge to just like look like a rainbow going somewhere.
And
I don't
is
know.
It worth it simply for the Instagram picture of a bridge going over a bridge as it's being driven to your house? I mean, that's what you want here, right? That's my bridge on that bridge right there. Next story. Facebook accused of using data from blank. This really could be anything, and I could say true, but here's the one for today. Is it A, apps that track the lady cycles, B, audio of couples arguing, or C, sexting, that thing?
Oh.
The lady cycle.
The lady cycles, yeah, it is.
Correct!
Yep. Those, because there are those apps where you can track the cycles.
Yeah.
People use it for fertility or other things. And those apps were sharing that data with Facebook.
Of course.
Uh-huh. Because that's everything.
Facebook knows all.
And that's a great example. You know, you always think to yourself, why is Facebook, how do they know? All of a sudden, there's just an ad that pops up for tampons. Like, what's going on here? This is exactly why.
Yeah.
That's why Facebook knows, because they had all the information. And Facebook says, what? No, it's for your own good. Yeah. Okay. Next story. People surveyed say blank is the hardest part about prepping for a night out. So you're going to go out for the night. What's the hardest part? Is it A, agreeing on a restaurant, B, finding a sitter, or C, picking out the outfit?
A.
I think it's A.
I'm going C, the outfit.
Antoine!
Correct!
Yes. You're correct! Picking the outfit, people say, 65% of people say they're just overwhelmed by having to choose the outfit.
You have so many clothes.
I have heard I have nothing to wear from my wife for a decade now. Every single time, I have nothing to wear.
I have nothing.
Like, oh, there's all of these
like,
clothes
no.
here. What are they? No.
No, it doesn't work.
You don't
want to
wear it.
Yeah. Antoine, aren't you always tempted as a man just to prove a point or to, I was going to say win an argument, but probably just start another one, is to take everything out of your significant other's closet just one time. So when she goes up there and there's nothing, you say, well, you have nothing to wear. Yes. Now you really have nothing to wear.
Zach, you said a lot of things since I've been here. Mm-hmm. That was the worst idea I think I've ever heard you say before in your life. What kind of long marathon fight do you want to have right now?
Well, and you would lose the fight immediately because then what every woman would say is, cool, I'm buying a whole new wardrobe right now.
Oh, man. No, Zach, please. That's back away from that idea. Put that idea down.
What if I just move the stuff to a different closet?
Because then you got to move it back.
Well, what do you expect? Like a ha-ha or
See, that second one? That second one had a clenched fist.
Yeah, I know. All right, I'm not winning. Fine. Oh, man. Monica has to confess next. Mm-hmm. She's very disappointed in herself. Will we be disappointed in her as well? Find out in 4 minutes. She's very disappointed in herself.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why she must confess. It's good to come clean.
Yes, let it all out. I mean, y'all almost called me out early this morning.
Oh, did we?
First thing this morning.
We didn't even know it.
Didn't even know. Uh-huh.
We were calling her out.
Now I'm trying to think about all the things we talked about.
Uh-huh. Because earlier this morning, we were talking about the fact that my husband, Jared, he got this new water filter that is awesome.
Yes.
And he's trying to, he wants the family to come back on having so many water bottles around the house.
It's good. He's doing a good thing. Trying not to be wasteful. Right. Trying to be good for the environment because he does live in a water bottle wasting
house. I mean, we buy cases of water. We go through so many water bottles.
How many cases of water a week in your house?
I mean, well, I drink 4 bottles of water a day. He does too. It's 24 in a pack. And then the kids have a couple bottles of water a day. We go through packs so fast. I don't even know what's
math. I would
say
about one every 2 days is what that sounds like.
That math adds up to you.
Yeah. So we're talking 3-ish cases a week.
Yeah.
That's a
lot.
That's a lot of dolphins right there.
Oh, don't say that. Well, see, that's why Jared was like, let's get a nice water filter.
Right, good for him.
I said, okay, yes,
you can only focus on today. What's done is done in the past. Good for you.
Yeah, well, hopefully he wasn't listening this morning because y'all called me out because... I know. I'm so disappointed because he has this very nice water filter in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
But I still sneak and buy bottles of water.
Now you're sneaking around.
Why aren't you using the filter?
Hold on. You bought that bottle this morning?
I sure did.
You bought it this morning?
I sure did.
So you left your house with the environmentally friendly, deliciously filtered water, and you went and you purchased.
But with this purchase, I'm helping children get clean water.
It says
it on the bottle.
When I pointed out that you had that water bottle, I was like, that water bottle looks so frosted. It looks so fresh.
Yeah.
You did
fresh
say that.
And new.
That's what y'all busted me out this morning. And I am disappointed in myself because I can't let go of the water bottle, and I need to. I know it's not bad. It's not good.
So why are you still doing the water bottle?
I figure once I get past these two bottles, I'm going to.
But you bought a water bottle
this morning. I know.
After.
Yes. But
what?
I have so many, actual water bottles. Like when you go to the gym, you have your water bottle, mm-hmm. plastic bottle that you can reuse.
Which I do, yes. Uh-huh.
So I'm going to have to use one of those. And deal with it. Suck it up.
Don't sound so happy about it.
And refill it.
I know. It's so hard to have the same delicious tasting water just in a helpful container.
I know.
I guess what Monica's saying is, but what happens if I don't buy this plastic bottle? Does that child die? The one that doesn't get the water?
Helping children. This water bottle says helping children.
You know how else you can help children? Not worse in the environment.
There is that. Well, she's trying to be reformed, or at least your husband's trying his best.
He is.
He's doing his best, man. That's really all you can do.
Yesterday, he even refilled his bottle, and I was like, yeah.
And I'm sure he's probably thinking to himself, boy, the amount of water we drink around here, this water should be going down faster. I wonder why it's not.
He did look at that.
And this is why it's not.
That's funny.
For $1 million, could you ... I should add in for Monica's, could you actually drink out of the water filter? Maybe I will. I'm going to add that. I'll present. There's one that's circulating. It's kind of sports related about could you achieve one of these things if you could win $1 million. But I have 3 for Monica. They are specifically tailored for you and your life. So for $1 million, could Monica pull off one of these things? Next. I will give you $1 million. You just have to manage to pull off one of these feats.
Mm-hmm.
Now, well, the first one is about sports. That's the one that's circulating. So I'll do this one with Antoine. Okay. And then we'll get to... I've made one for you, Monica. Ooh. Three things. You have to choose one. You say, yes, I could do this. I could pull this off. And
then if you
could successfully achieve it, then, you know, I would give you $1 million. Reminder, this is all hypothetical. So also text 52353 because Monica uses a lot of plastic water bottles and her husband bought a fancy new filter that she's still not using.
I'm going to use today.
Text 52353. Here's the thought. Turn on your sink. Get a cup. Fill it up. Drink it.
Nah, no, thank you.
Ugh, I might as well drink out of a garden hose. I'm with you on that one. Why don't you just lick a puddle? Get out of here. I mean, some sinks taste well okay.
Well,
water's different.
It's different. It's a different taste. When I moved, you know, into the city.
Put a filter on the faucet of the sink, and then.
They have those.
Yeah. I know they do have those, yeah. Just do that then.
And you got some tester, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think sink water tastes weird to me. But filtered water, I'm all for it, baby. Okay. $1 million. And again, Monica, I have yours. This is your special categories, but we'll do Antoine on sports too. I know which one he's going to pick, but this is the one. It's going around. 28,000 people weighed in on Twitter. So you get $1 million, but you have to pull off one of these things.
Okay.
So you have to either get a base hit in a Major League Baseball game, you have to run for a first down in an NFL football game, or you have to score in an NBA basketball game.
Score in an NBA basketball game.
Yeah, I mean, that's because Antoine played basketball, and that's the one that most people are choosing because they figure if nothing else, they can just heave the ball up and hope that it goes
in. Throw it up there.
But in the other ones, you got to hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball.
That's the bottom. That's the
last one for you?
Yeah.
See, the last one for me is football. I ain't making it 10 yards on that field.
me and some of my boys went to a batting cage, and we turned it up to like 70 miles per hour.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't touch that ball.
No.
No, that's...
I would do the baseball one. That's the one I would pick. I mean, I played baseball. It's fast. I get it.
Yeah.
But I feel like at least having the ability of knowing how to swing a bat.
Yeah.
Like I could get lucky and slap one into the outfield.
It has to be a base hit.
I know. Basketball. How am I going to score? Again, it would just be me hitting the ball and throwing it up immediately. Well, yeah, because you have no chance in the other two.
You think
you're going to run 10 yards before some football player just lays
They're
you
tall
out?
Guys. I could just, you know, roll in between your legs or something.
Good luck.
Just
okay.
Run.
I have Monica's, though, because I don't need to talk about the sports one anymore. Monica, I have three things. You have to successfully pull off one of these to get your $1 million. Do you choose to drive yourself to work safely during a snowstorm? Or not use a plastic water bottle for a year. I've added that one in.
A year.
Or get something off the highest shelf at the grocery store without using any sort of sticks or tongs.
I won't say get something off the shelf because Jared and I, we had
a discussion about
it. Because I usually would climb the shelves at the grocery store, but I watched a video of one girl fell over and knocked the whole shelf
the thing
over. And Jared was like,
you.
Can you please stop? Because there was one time I almost got stuck in the freezer at Kroger. And because I needed to get something and the door started to shut
Lord
on me.
Jesus.
So it could be dangerous. So I'm going to go with the snowstorm because I could do that.
No, you can't.
I've done it really slow. It takes me about 2 hours to work.
What's the definition of safely in a snowstorm? Because, like, there might not be any cars, and she can slide all over the place and not hit anything.
Also true.
I just take my time. You got to take your time.
Well, the good news is all of this is hypothetical. I ain't giving you money or anything at all. But I'm just happy that I enjoyed and learned that you almost got stuck in the freezer at Kroger.
It's very,
trying
you
to
be
reach
careful.
Up into the back there. Oh, my God. Help me. Somebody get me out of here. Excuse me. There is a young lady trapped in the freezer in aisle 11. We have a birthday scam on the way. Give me your sheets. Then dirty little secrets. What's the dirty little secret this week? Because you set up the call.
It's athletic. It's a guy this time.
Okay, it's a guy.
So many emails.
It's a guy and it's
so
a
many
secret.
Messages. I'm like,
if you would like to confess, 52353. Confess anonymously something you're doing, something you've done. It's fun to hear your little secret on the radio, and then no one else knows who it is but you. That's on the way.
Stand by. More thing.
Confess your dirty little secrets now. You can do them anonymously to 52353. Prize for our favorite, and then we will also be. It's a girl.
Yeah, it's Bethany.
Bethany.
Yeah.
Monica says guy. That's the secret.
The guy. There's a guy involved in her secret.
Ah, there is. Yeah. So we will find out. That is at 8:25 here on the thing.
K92 Miss Monica's hot list.
Super Bowl halftime show. People are already talking about it.
Okay.
And we are thinking that there's a possibility that J-Lo will perform during the halftime show. Are you happy about that? Oh, no.
I mean,
it makes sense.
It does.
Well, because, I mean, the halftime shows are really turning into like a collaborative effort. So
is this now, does Jay-Z have a hand in this?
Yes.
Okay. So he's going to be sort of on the choosing process here.
He's on that panel.
Okay.
Yeah, and J-Lo, I could see that happening with her. You know, she did that tour and she looks good. Uh-huh. She can, you know, she has a couple songs.
Yeah. Will A-Rod come out and sing a song
with his perfect skin? You know that they will, you know, turn the camera toward him.
Oh, sure, because he's so smooth.
He is so smooth.
We always say J-Lo's boyfriend, Alex Rodriguez, a baseball player, he looks like a Snapchat filter all the time.
Perfection, yes. Mm-hmm. Like the smoothest skin.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
She has fun songs. So I'm on board. She has fun songs.
On the floor.
Mass appeal. People like her. I mean, what's the alternative, really?
Taylor Swift.
She hasn't performed. And she is due to perform the Super Bowl.
What about Ed Sheeran and others?
He's taking a break from music.
Yes. Yeah. So they perform. And he just says.
I wouldn't hate Taylor Swift. Performing.
It'd be fine. I mean, when she does her live shows, I've seen it. I took my daughter to see Taylor Swift. You get a lot of bang for your buck. There is all sorts of fireworks and spectacles and snakes and all of those things.
Or would you prefer they bring in holograms?
Yes. I want Michael Jackson,
Prince,
Tupac, Prince,
Biggie,
Notorious B.I.G.,
Amy Winehouse,
Elvis Presley, Amy Winehouse, and the rest of the Beatles. Yeah. Just throw them all out there into some weird holographic Vegas show.
Yep.
Yes. Let's do. And Jennifer Lopez.
That probably would be all right, though.
I think there is a Vegas show that does all of those. You can go see that one right now.
All right. So Jennifer Aniston, she says that her career is still getting started.
All right.
How do you feel about that? Because she's been acting for years, 30 years.
Wow. It's been 30 years.
Yeah. She said, I've been doing this for 30 years. And she's just now starting to take off is what she feels.
She's got a big money show that's going to be premiering on Apple streaming, Apple TV, Apple Plus. It's her and Reese Witherspoon. It's called The Morning Show. So they're like a TV morning television show type thing.
That might be entertaining.
I mean, she's certainly entering a different phase.
And she's having fun is what I think the difference is. Like, you see her in a different light because she does comedies and she's funny.
But what she can do now is whatever job she feels like doing.
Exactly.
And doesn't have to take a paycheck because she doesn't need a paycheck.
Yeah. Pick her project now.
That's what it is. Brand new birthday scam. Give me your sheets. Then your dirty little secrets. Text them now to 52353. Prize for our favorite here on the
Thanks. UXLKHD.
She's engaged. But she has a secret. Does it impact the engagement? I'm guessing yes. Find out now.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out.
When you confess your secrets to us, there are so many health benefits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. It releases cortisol.
Yeah. Your fingernails grow faster.
Yes, that one too.
Yeah, that's true.
Calories don't count.
That's true. Mm-hmm. You get green lights on the next three stoplights.
Yep.
Ooh.
Pizza counts as health food, has no carbs in it. What
I
else?
I like that.
Any other?
We're just telling your secret.
To us.
Just to us.
But when you tell a secret, it doesn't have those same
health benefits.
Right.
But we just like to hear your secrets. So you can text them in to 52353. Give out prizes. And then you can call in if you're willing to have your voice be heard. We like that, too. We have some text 52353. This person says, my brother-in-law thinks it's hilarious when he sees my truck, so he pees on my truck tire. So I peed on his truck door handle.
Oh.
Wow.
Ah.
You really had to go.
Yeah.
Those truck door handles are pretty high.
Text 52353. I use my wife's deodorant all the time. I like it better, but I also refuse to buy my own stick.
Because
you don't want to have Lady Secret laying around for you.
Yeah, no, that's silly.
But I'll use yours.
Yeah.
It does smell nice. Text 52353. This student says, so I have my phone out in my biology class, and I'll admit, sometimes I'm texting a little bit. Well, the other day, my professor called me out in class saying how she loved how I cared so deeply and recorded her lectures to watch them later. So I played it off that I'm on my phone recording her lectures, which I totally am not.
And you turn around and you look at the rest of the students and you're like, yeah.
I know. I'm just a better student than the rest of you is what it is. So Bethany has agreed to come on with us, something about her engagement, her dirty little secret. Good morning, Bethany.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
So I'm great. Are you ready to enjoy all of the different health benefits of telling us your secret?
Yes.
Okay, good. Line up the green lights for this woman. Go for it. What do you got?
Okay, so I was recently engaged, and my family and some of my friends have no idea that I'm no longer engaged.
Oh.
We broke up the engagement 2 weeks ago. Our relationship was so sudden, like 3 months, and we thought that it was true love. And right now I'm really hesitant to tell my parents because, you know, they would kind of say, you know, I told you so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you guys only knew each other for 3 months when you announced this engagement.
Yeah.
And then I'm guessing your family was surprised by that.
Yeah, they were horrified.
Okay. And so they had some opinions of you're making a mistake and all that stuff?
Oh, most definitely. But
they were right.
Yeah.
Man, it stinks when they're right.
So you have to wait a little bit.
So what happened? You just decided that it wasn't going to work. Are you guys together or it's over?
No, it's really over.
Okay.
Like,
I mean, I'm sure that's for the best.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly it's positive to understand that now before going down that path. But I get it.
Yeah.
There is really the only thing worse than being wrong, Antoine,
uh-huh.
is when someone else nearby is right.
Yes.
And you get to be all told you so-y.
You almost
exactly
want a new family.
Yeah, or a clone. Can we get a clone of this guy? Is there a better clone available of this dude?
Does he have a twin brother?
I mean, obviously, you are going to have to tell them eventually, but man, that just
now, what's
stinks.
The plan, though? Like, you have to, you know, tell them now.
I plan on telling everyone soon. It might be sooner than later, probably today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Since I'm admitting now, you know, on, you know, live radio.
Yeah.
It's just crazy, you know, because like you said, I just hate that they're right.
Right.
It hurts.
Oh, it does. It hurts. I love being right, and I hate being wrong. And I'm sure they'll all be supportive eventually, but they are going to drop that I told you so.
Or just give you that I told you so look.
The judgy eyes. There's going to be judgy eyes, and then when you leave, they'll be like, see?
And they'll start talking about it.
We knew it. Bethany, she doesn't know
there'll
better.
There'll be a group text about you. No, I'm just
No, there might be. There probably, you know what? There probably already is. So it's fine.
there's already a pool of how long it would last in the first place.
Well, you know what? Congratulations on seeing the light, and I think that's important, again, that you get out of these situations before they become messy, before there's legal marriages involved, before there's money being spent, before there's children who are being born and all those things. So it is for the best, but it's probably just have a glass of wine and say, fine, give me the I told you so. Maybe you try the Eminem and 8 Mile where you just trash yourself immediately and then you drop the mic like there's nothing left afterward.
Just bye.
Right. And then you just go, anything you'd care to add?
No.
And they won't. And then you'll leave, and then they'll all talk about you. That's all it is. That's what family's for. Thank you for coming in with us. Please enjoy your calorie-free pizza, your fingernails that grow long, and your next 3 green lights, okay?
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. And if there's any updates, certainly let us know. Oh, there's nothing worse than when other people are right. Most viral on the way, your Dallas Cowboys are viral, if you're Antoine or you're Monica, for something that they did to a child. They were mean.
I'm on board.
To a little child.
I agree.
I almost agree, too. I don't know. We'll explore. That's coming up in Most Viral. That is 20 minutes away. I'm a sucker for you. All right, I'm curious who has the weirdest hobby. The weirdest hobby who's listening right now. The
weird
most unusual.
Hobbies.
Because I got this kid here that he's big into magnet fishing.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'll explain what that is. And then we're going to get into the Dallas Cowboys thing that's all viral today. You're either going to be like, yeah, or I hate them even more than before. And Monica and Antoine are both Cowboys fans.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And Antoine says he's in support of what happened.
Yeah.
I'm going to present the other side and see if I can sway you and make you feel guilty.
All right.
So we're going to try that here. That is in 10 minutes. The weirdest hobby. So magnet fishing. This is some kid in England. You basically fish, but you use a magnet.
Okay.
So you pull up metal objects. And he says in 4 weeks, he's uncovered 2 unexploded grenades, 2 handguns, 2 pistols, a revolver from 1880, and a machete.
Wow.
This kid fishing.
I know.
Like a prison yard? What's going on here?
I've seen videos of people magnet fishing.
Okay,
and they pulled up like bumpers of cars stuff like that. Yeah.
It seems like an interesting thing.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of intrigued by this magnet fishing because I like fishing,
mm-hmm.
but I don't really like touching the fish. touching a piece of metal.
That's a part of it.
Now I'm reeling something.
But I will say this. The metal part is like covered in the gunk and stuff at the bottom of wherever you're fishing.
But I think you can get past that.
It's really, it's worse than touching a fish, in my opinion.
Gloves.
Yep.
There you go. Yeah.
Your new hobby.
Magnet fishing. Maybe I will try. Because Monica made fun of me when I said I wanted to try foraging. See? Oh, come on!
I do remember that. God.
Don't laugh like that.
I've never seen her judge you harder than she did when you said you wanted to do foraging.
You jerk. What?
That was bad.
I know.
That was a rough day.
Foraging, if you don't know, is that...
You're looking for wild mushrooms.
Well, kind of, yeah, stuff like that. So you go out and you become at one with nature, and you eat the food that Mother Earth provides.
That's fantastic.
I mean, I understand. This is the mockery of a woman who just goes through plastic water bottle after plastic water bottle.
Uh-oh, brought it back around.
Yeah.
So while you poop on the environment.
I enjoy a wild mushroom here and there.
Yeah, I'm going to get you a poisonous one. Teach you a lesson. See, again, so she mocked me, so I'm not allowed to forage. Look, every time I say it, Monica, I'm going to try foraging.
I support you.
She goes, ha ha! Who, all right, so who listening has the most unusual hobby? Antoine, do you have any hobbies? Have you had any hobbies in your, I don't know, I'm trying like to like
sports,
learn a little
sports
bit.
Sports has always been my hobby.
That's like not unusual.
I'm saying that's always been my thing.
Unless your sport was bazkushi. Do you know what bazkushi is?
I've never heard of
bazkushi. Bazkushi is it's an Afghani sport, and they play with instead of a ball, it's a dead goat head.
Oh, no.
So yeah, if you did that, I would find that unusual.
No.
So no. All right, no sports, nothing else. You can collect something weird, you know, little.
No, I had to go outside and play as a kid. So sports.
Sports.
Pogs?
Yeah.
What are those?
What are those little pogs?
Pogs are just dorky. Yeah, that's all it is. Text 52353. All right, Megan and Pulaski, she's in the lead. She collects roadkill and skulls.
Okay, like... taxidermy?
And then she stuffs them, I guess.
I don't know. Do you collect roadkill? Do you throw it away? Do you save it?
No, you stuff it, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's been
over. And then you call it 81.
Well, you pump it back up with cotton.
Or you call
it a coat or something.
You call it 40 West.
40 West.
You name it wherever you found it.
Trying to get roadkill for every road in town. Maybe she just keeps the skulls. She just many more oddities for fun as well. All right. Megan's in the lead. I'm going to give somebody a prize. I got a bunch of different things you can choose from. We have So You Think You Can Dance Live. You want to go to that. We have the Devil's Backbone Hoopla Festival. There's a $300 camping voucher. I don't know if it's camping, but it's a whole weekend pass. We have a Henry Street Festival this weekend. And is that it? Are we done on the... we are on the Demolition Derby. Okay, so all of those to choose from. Text 52353. Also, the Dallas Cowboys story in the most viral. Two Cowboys fans in this room. I'm going to try to sway Antoine. He's team Cowboy right now. I'm going to try to get him to root against his own team next on The Thing. Yeah, see, I don't have any hobbies because Monica just makes fun of all of them if I do. So I've just gotten rid of hobbies. She won't let me forage.
Forage. Didn't you forage away.
Weren't you like collecting swords at one point?
Yeah. My machetes and swords and daggers and stuff like that. That's
a little cooler than foraging. Yeah. No.
Less of a hobby for her, more of a functional, you know, just collection for her murdering. So that was really what it was. Text 52353. Megan's in the lead because she collects roadkill. Let's hear someone with a worm farm. And they texted in a picture of their worm farm.
Oh, I didn't see the picture.
Yeah. There are people that they love worm farms. So we got someone who works with us here at the radio station, big on worm farms. Mm-hmm. He will talk you until you're bored to tears about worms, which, in case you're wondering, is 14 seconds when you're bored to tears about worms. Text 52353. This person watches the pimple poppers.
No.
It's easy to get addicted to that, though. Mm. Uh-huh.
No, it's not.
Somebody else, Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I can see Monica being on board with sweaty people in pajamas rolling around on the ground trying to choke each other. So there you go.
There you
go. And Megan cleans and preserves the roadkill. Hearts, skins, skulls. What I find interesting is she says, I'm planning to learn taxidermy eventually.
Okay. So she's starting.
Right now, she's just kind of hanging is all it is.
It's kind of like a horror movie-ish.
Very.
But it's
Excuse Texas me, Massacre. Sword and machete and dagger collector. If you can have the sentence, these are my daggers, actually be something that can realistically come out of your mouth, you're horror-mormy-mormy-mormy-mormy-mormy-mormy. Yeah, you take that.
It's the K92 Morning Thangs. Yeah. Most viral.
You have no comeback to that,
no,
do you?
I don't.
Yeah,
nope.
Exactly.
Got you on that one.
Dallas Cowboys. In the most viral today. Now, you can go to K92MorningThang.com if you want to see some of the stuff that we talk about in Most Viral, if you want to see the videos or clips or whatever. Dallas Cowboy player DeMarcus Lawrence.
Tank.
Straight up mean to a child.
Hot boys.
Kid asked for his autograph. Kid was also wearing a New York Giants jersey.
Saquon Barkley's jersey, to be specific.
And so I believe the quote was, get a better jersey or get the right jersey. Or here's the audio.
Get the right jersey, sir.
Get the right jersey. Get the right jersey, son. Then he throws in the Monica Brooks.
No, that was somebody else that laughed.
Yeah, that was just a random person. No,
be quiet, apologist.
He did the right thing.
Here's what he says afterward.
There's nothing wrong with, you know, a person telling you no. He's going to hear a lot of that in life. So y'all just get used to it. I know my kids hear it every day, so it'll be okay.
Yeah, he'll be all right. No apologies. Bye.
Boom. He was wearing the opposing team's jersey.
Yeah.
So?
That's like a competing radio station asking us to take a picture in front of their logo.
I've actually taken pictures at other radio station events before, Antoine. Thank
you
very much.
That. That's not smart.
Now it wasn't preserved and it wasn't in front of their logo, but it was with people who worked at.
Oh no, it's in front of their logo.
No, it's not the same.
He wants you to write. Okay, actually sign your name on their logo.
This is a young child who just wants an autograph. He loves sports.
From a rival team.
Shouldn't you respect the rivalry? I mean, that's what makes it great, isn't it?
Autographs.
Have both sides to mutually respect one another.
No, it's
Why
not.
Why would he sign that? No.
No.
Mm-mm.
This child is going to grow up to a life of crime now because he was told no.
No, play the clip again. He said he'll be all right.
He's already a Giants
he'll
fan anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry, he's selling on him anyway, his potential.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
I blame the parents because in the video, the mom pushes him out there. He wasn't even going out there.
It was the mother.
The mother behind him pushes him to do it. He didn't even want to do it.
Mm. Antoine, you worked with children for many years.
Yeah.
Autistic and special needs children.
Yes.
What if one of them wearing a New York Giants logo jersey? Because it just, it makes him feel comfortable and safe. He enjoys that shirt. It's his favorite shirt.
We have a behavior protocol that teaches students how to accept no.
Okay.
There you go.
Access you denied. Go. Sometimes you have to learn how to accept being
that
told no.
That is a fact, yes.
Man.
Got you.
Cold.
It's science.
No, it's
science.
Not cold. It's life.
No, exactly.
It's life.
Life is cold. Wake up. It's so cold. Just to be clear, is everyone listening, just so we can all have the facts here, I, Zach Jackson, am the nicest person on this show.
We're just talking about the facts of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the
exactly.
facts of life.
Y'all are mean. 52353, my goodness. I got to get a follow-up from Antoine about something we talked about earlier in the week. And I am rooting for a specific result, so we'll see. But we're talking about he's a Cowboys fan. Monica's a Cowboys fan. Mm-hmm. And they say, get out of here, you ugly little Giants kid.
What?
Wearing the opponent's jersey.
What? You don't get an autograph.
Null and void.
Now, these texters are saying that the kid had a Cowboys flag that he wanted
Makes
signed.
No difference. You're wearing the wrong shirt.
What?
Makes no difference. You're wearing the wrong shirt.
So he wanted a flag signed?
And it's right after the game. Right after they played the team of the jersey he's wearing.
Then they beat that team, so shouldn't he, as a show of gratitude to the losers?
Nah. And then you got to sign everybody else's jersey and stuff that's there, too. Right. Nah.
Y'all are cold and callous.
They do autograph signings. There are legit opportunities for them to get their signing.
The fascination of getting autographs in the first place, especially from some nobody like this guy. I mean, come on. Who knows?
Oh.
It's not like it was Zeke Elliott or something. But again, still, I have a grown man's signature. Hooray! Very exciting. All right, so Antoine, I need to know then, because he does this thing where he does not check his fantasy football team until Monday.
Mm-hmm. At the earliest.
Like, you won't look at the earliest Monday. So you don't look at your team at all on Sunday, nor do you even have any clue who you're playing against.
I have no clue who I'm playing against until I check the score on Monday, whenever it is. Yeah.
So finally, the results are in. Did you win this week?
And this week, I didn't actually check it until Tuesday morning.
Oh!
I didn't even check it on Monday.
God, do you even look care?
Yeah. I lost this week.
Okay, good.
It was very sad.
You said good.
Very sad.
Well, I was rooting for you. I wanted you to lose, so I'm very excited. Good.
It was very, a couple of my players got hurt. It was bad.
Okay. And then all the other ones gave you a beat down also.
Yeah. I still don't know who I played against. I just looked at the final score.
You have no idea who you even played against.
Nope. I have no clue who he had.
I don't care.
Do you ever win?
Yeah. I've won not last season, but 2 years before I won 2 years in a row, back to back.
Oh, really?
I'm good.
Of course, he doesn't check until 6 months after the Super
Bowl.
He's like, did I win?
When my check arrives.
Oh, I must have won. Man, so mean. So, kids can have more than one hero to look up to. That's right.
They can't be in the same division.
Shut them down.
Cold. Can't believe you worked with children. Probably at a party, like, the mean man's gone. Oh, yes, finally.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.